From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, a story of forgiveness and brotherly love from the city that is named for brotherly love and that leads in the weather-battered World Series of 2008. Philadelphia was last in the series in 1993. They faced the world champion Toronto Blue Jays. Game 6 in Toronto, Phillies up by 1 in the bottom of the ninth. On the mound, their closer, Mitch Wild Thing Williams, two runners on base, Toronto slugger Joe Carter at the plate, and announcer Tom Cheek at the microphone.
Two balls and two strikes on him. Here's the pitch on the way, a swing and a belt. Left field, way back. Blue Jays win it. The Blue Jays are World Series champions.
And the Phillies, well, they went home and took another 15 years to get to the series. And Mitch Williams, the Wild Thing, also went home. He's now a sports broadcaster in Philly, and he joins us from there. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Heard that play-by-play a few times since 1993?
Yeah, just a couple.
After it, you took some real abuse from some fans in Philadelphia.
Oh, they were just being Philly fans, and I understood it. And there was nobody in this city that was any more mad at me than I was.
It used to be said of Philly fans that they booed at funerals. I mean, they're a tough lot to please.
Well, there's been all kinds of sayings that they boo Santa Claus and cheer bad landings at the airport. But the one thing you can always say about them is they show up, and when you go out and give everything you got, they definitely get behind you.
Do you still hear about it today, or have you been forgiven?
No, I've been forgiven for it, I think, but I still hear about it every day. When you give up a home run to lose a World Series, it's not going away overnight.
Now, I just don't want you to minimize too much what happened when you came back from the World Series back in 1993. I mean, did I read that your house had eggs thrown at it or something like that?
Oh, yeah. When I called my house from Toronto that night after the game, my sister-in-law and brother-in-law were staying at our house, and 10 carloads of people showed up at the house and was throwing rocks and eggs and everything else at it. And
10 carloads of people?
Yeah. And I guess they didn't understand. I was renting a house. It didn't bother me much, but it really angered the guy that owned the house.
But did somebody call the cops on this crowd?
Oh, yeah. There was police called out and everything else. So, yeah, I mean, you get emotional reactions out of people. That's human nature. And I was traded, obviously, that winter. And the first trip back in here was Memorial Day in 94. Mm-hmm. And every time I walked out of the dugout, I got a standing ovation. So the people, they understood that they got everything out of me I had in me every night I went out there.
Yeah, we should just say, you were a star on a team that had quite a few stars on it, actually. It was a very good club, the 93.
Well, we had I don't know about stars, but we had a bunch of characters, that's for sure. We had a bunch of guys that played the game the way I believe it ought to be played. And that's as hard as you can play it until the game is over. And it was a pure joy to play with guys like that.
What about this team? What about the 2008 Phillies? What do you like about them?
The same thing I liked about our team. They never quit. I've watched this team down 7-0 in the sixth inning, come back and win games. And they play 27 outs. And the offense never stops. The pitching's been outstanding. And right now, they're in a great position in this World Series. Granted, it's weather-related, it's been terrible, and they've had to deal with some adversity. But one thing about this team, they're the most even-keeled team I've ever seen in my life. They don't get too emotional one way or another, and they just come out and do the job at hand.
Well, Mitch Williams, thanks a lot for talking with us. Because we all know of you as the Wild Thing from 1993, but I gather in Philadelphia now you're almost professorial there in your role as a sports analyst on talk radio.
No, I'm the voice of reason here now. Isn't that scary?
Okay, well, thanks a lot for sharing your reason with us today. Mitch Williams, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Mitch Williams was a pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies. It was his fastball down and in that Joe Carter hit out of the park to win the 1993 World Series for the Toronto Blue Jays. At our website, you can hear more of our conversation, including Williams' advice to the next player unlucky enough to get blamed for losing a World Series. That's at NPR.org. And for you non-baseball fans, we should remind you the Phillies are once again in the World Series, and they could win it all tonight. Or not.